WWE.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We are broadcasting live this morning from Coastal Living on Route 1 in Hampton Falls. And we'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. It's their fall open house. Come on by and say hello. Coming up around noon, they're cooking some pork loins. They'll be ready at lunchtime. They'll make you some pulled pork sandwiches. They have hot dogs for the kids. But right now they have donuts and breads and things. Fresh squeezed apple cider and some coffee. So come on by and say hello and bring your questions with you so that we can help you out. We're talking with Anthony. Anthony, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Terrific.
Hello?
Why don't you repeat your question, Anthony, and we'll work out the problem for you.
Okay. Last October, I planted 30 arborvitaes. And since then, I've had several of them die, and others have brown spots on them.
Right. When you planted them, were they in a dirt ball or were they in a plastic container?
They were in a plastic container.
Okay. And how big were they?
Probably 20 of them were 4-footers, and the remaining 10 were 6-footers.
Or 6-footers, okay. Now, when you planted them, did you add compost or manure or peat or something in the soil at the time of planting?
You know, I didn't. I did put in some fertilizer when I placed them in the ground.
Okay.
I rented an auger.
Okay.
And then when I put them in the ground, I mixed some fertilizer in with the soil and just backfilled them.
Okay. Now, when did they start to die? When did the arborvitaes begin? You started to see things falling apart. Was it during the summer of the first year or after the winter?
Several of them after the winter. And then, like in late August, I noticed some of them starting to brown.
Okay. The ones that died after the first winter, you should have gone back to the nursery because I would think that they would guarantee the products. Some of the nurseries in the fall, excuse me, when they have sales, they do not. They sell them for 50% off or whatever, and there's no guarantee. But if you bought them and the nursery guaranteed them, which most nurseries will do, is guarantee them for the first year, then that's something that you should have gone back to them and they should have replaced them for you. Now, when you plant a thick evergreen like an arborvitae in the fall of the year, the one thing that I always recommend is to spray the plants with an anti-desiccant spray like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And you spray the entire plant with it. It seals the foliage so that it doesn't dehydrate during the winter. When you're planting late in the year, the roots are not going to move out of that root ball and get into the soil so that the plant is really growing fast. That's not going to happen until spring. So by using an anti-desiccant, rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwoods, yews, anything that's evergreen, should be sprayed that first fall and winter to prevent dehydration. That makes a big difference. Now, in the spring, you use a fertilizer like Holly Tone to really help to stimulate those roots. Now, sometimes with containerized arborvitae, they've been grown in that pot for a long time, and the root ball is very, very tight. And the roots, and when you put them in the ground, continue to grow in a circle. So I always like to do a little bit of root pruning, which would be take a knife, cut into the root ball about a half an inch, two or three places, so that as the roots come out of the root ball, they go out into the soil. If you don't root prune it, and the roots, when you pull it out of the pot, if you see that the roots are growing in a circle around the root ball, they will continue to grow in a circle. So either pull the roots apart a little bit or root prune them so that those roots move out into the existing soil. And, you know, other than that, just feed them plenty of extra water. And it's not uncommon right now that the center of your arborvitae is shedding. And if you look at your white pine on your street, the white pines, the center of the white pines, the leaves, the needles are all yellow. And that's Mother Nature's way of getting rid of the unused needles so there's less winter damage. So if it's the center that's turning yellow, don't panic. That's okay. If it's the outside, then I'd be concerned. Anthony, thank you for the phone call. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, here we've got Joe from Cape Cod. He's going to be putting some manure in his vegetable garden.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I have two raised beds about 24 by 4, and my main growing there is onions. Now, I've been planting the onions four or five years, and I want to rejuvenate my soil. I have fresh horse manure. I'm going to work it in the garden with lime. Is that the proper procedure, or could you tell me what is the proper procedure for that?
Okay. What I'd like to see you do, if you've got fresh horse manure, if you take that fresh horse manure and you put that in the garden, it's going to cool off. And what's going to happen is any of the grains that the horse ate that did not have a chance to be killed by the composting, the heat that's created by the manure rotting. If you take that fresh manure and it has not been heated, every grain that he didn't chew properly is going to come up in your garden, and you're going to have wheat and oats and rye come in over the whole bed. Horses do not chew their food like cows do. Cows have two bellies. They chew it, it goes in one stomach, and then into the second stomach, and when it comes out, all of the seeds have been digested. A horse goes in one end and out the other end very, very quickly. And if he didn't break down that seed coat properly, you're going to have a ton of weeds. So take that manure, put it at one end of the garden, and let it sit there all winter. And let it heat up. And you'll be able to tell, believe me. What I would suggest you do, if you live on Cape Cod, you just had a pretty good storm that came up the coast. Go to the beach, pick up that seaweed that's on the beach that's all been broken up into small pieces from the force of the waves. And you can put a foot of seaweed right on top of your garden, till it in, And that's going to be like black gold when spring comes. When I lived in the South Shore of Boston, my dad and I, every fall, after a northeast-type storm, we would pick up seaweed that was near a seawall where the waves would beat it up against the wall. We'd pick up that seaweed, we'd spread it on the garden, we'd rototill it in, and it's like putting compost. It's like putting peat moss in your ground, and it reconditions your soil. But fresh animal manure contains a ton of seeds, and you're asking for problems. And grasses look like onions when they're young, and boy, you're going to have a lot of problems. So let it sit until the spring in a nice big pile so that it creates heat and sterilizes the seed. Thank you, Joe. Ottman, who's next?
All right, we've got another arborvitae question for you, this time from Karen over in Belmont.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. Questions
Thank
actually
you.
About arborvitae and English yew. I was surprised last week you said that it was all right to fertilize arborvitae this time of year. I wondered if that applies to English yew as well. And also, our well-established 40-year-old arborvitaes for the first time this year have brown spots. And I wonder if you have any idea what that could be.
The little bit of the brown spots is a fungus caused by all of the rain. And what's going to happen is those little spots, those foliage infected with the spots will fall. And if we have a normal spring and a normal summer, that fungus will not be a problem. With 22 inches of rain, it just kept the plant wet. Excuse me, and the fungus took over, but it's not going to hurt the plant. Just discolor it. And if you're going to feed, use organic.
Attention, all homeowners. Put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Farrick Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit Scott.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. A phone number, 800-259-9231. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, let's see here. We can go to Martha in Augusta. She's got a question about a bay leaf plant.
Martha, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I was on hold for a long time, but your advice is always worth the wait.
Thank you.
I bought a bay leaf plant last spring and put it in about an 8-inch pot. It had two small branches coming out from it, and it was only about 10 inches high. Now it's almost 4 feet tall, and there have been no further branches coming out left or right. It's just grown straight up. And I'm wondering, could I top it and encourage growth otherwise to make it more bushy, or is that the nature of the plant to grow straight up?
What you want to do is prune it. I did like you. I bought a little 4-inch bay leaf plant at a greenhouse in Sanford, Maine, and took it out of the 4-inch pot, put it into an 8-inch container 2 years ago, and as soon as I got it, I pinched the tip of every single branch, and it increased density probably 3 or 4 times. And brought it in for the winter, kept it in a nice south-facing window, and I treated it just like a regular house plant. And it grew a little bit during the winter, not a heck of a lot. Then in this past spring, I knocked it out of the 8-inch and put it into a 10-inch pot. And again, I pinched the tip of every single branch. And right now, this bay leaf plant is a good 12 to 15 inches wide and probably 18 inches tall. So what I suggest you do, you're not going to get a lot of growth right now. So if you want, during the winter, pick off the leaves closer to the top of the plant and use them for cooking purposes. Then in the spring, take that plant that's 4 foot tall, cut it back to 2 foot. Repot it in I would say a 10-inch pot. But I would cut it back to 2 feet, take what you cut off of it, pick off the individual leaves, or you can just dry it right on that stem. And then when it's dried, pick the leaves and put them in a little baggie or some kind of a container so that it won't go bad on you. And what will happen is where you cut it, little shoots will come from the base of the stem, little shoots will come from the root system, and it will fill right in. But it's a wonderful plant. It has good fragrance. And mine, in 2 years, from a 4-inch plant that was about 6 inches tall, and in 2 years has gone up to 18 inches and 24 inches wide. But if I see a shoot that I see is getting taller and taller and taller, I always break off the tip to make the side shoots develop. What's happened is on the tips of these plants, on the tip of that branch, there's a hormone. And that hormone says, I'm the boss. I'm going to determine how the plant grows. If you remove the growing points, now the side buds can compete to see who is going to be a new leader. And you'll have 3, 4, 5 shoots. You keep pinching those, and you'll get density and much, much bigger plant. So don't be scared. Cut it back in half in the spring. Repot it. Can continue to feed it, and it will thicken up for you. Thank you, Martha. We appreciate the phone call. Ottman, can we get one more in before the bottom of the hour?
Sure. Let's go to Rochester, New Hampshire, and talk to Miriam about blueberries.
Miriam, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead,
well,
Miriam.
I had a question about high bush blueberries. They're actually wild. They're growing near our house. And I just wondered, what is the best time to trim those back? They're almost 7 feet tall, and this year they produced beautifully because of the weather.
Right.
Now we're in the spring.
I would wait until the spring. If you prune it now, the plant's going dormant. And every cut that you make will not be able to seal itself. And if we have a windy winter, as the wind blows through those blueberries, it will suck the moisture out of the stem and it will die back. So wait until the spring. And what I do is I prune when it's in flower. Any of the non-blooming branches, those get severely cut back hard and then fed with holly tone. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. 1 quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Coastal Living on Route 1 in Hampton Falls. We'd love to see you. Coastal Living is a huge Ace Hardware with all kinds of gardening products, your grass seed, your fertilizer, screws, nuts and bolts, cleaning products, paint, grills, clothing for working outside, the Carhartt, and a lot more. So come on by and say hello. And they have coffee and cider and donuts for you for breakfast here. And at noon, they're going to cook some hot dogs on the grill, and they're cooking a little bit of pulled pork. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. And if you're not familiar with the area, I'll give you a phone number to call. It is 603-926-7777. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, we've got Bob over in Londonderry, New Hampshire, and he wanted to ask you about trumpet vines.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Nice to talk to you, Paul.
My pleasure.
Paul, I talked to you about this last spring. I have some trumpet vines trained on an arbor, and they grow fantastic. A lot of runners, a lot of green leaves, but no flowers. Now, what you told me last spring was to take a spade and go around, make a slit, and put in superphosphate. I did that, and still plenty of leaves and runners, but no flowers.
Okay. Trumpet vine will take between 3 and 5 years once you plant them to become well enough established to give you flowers. So if they're not 5 years old, have some patience. What I want you to do is to root prune them again in the spring and give them some of that superphosphate. But it's a plant that once it gets caught will grow very, very quickly, but it does take 3 to 5 years once planted before they are strong enough to make the blooms. Once they bloom, the wait that you've had is well worthwhile because the flowers are really, really gorgeous. And they come during the summer when most of your early blooming plants are all done. So your rhododendrons are done, your azaleas, forsythia, lilacs are all done. This blooms during the summer when very few plants are in bloom. So it's a positive thing. So have some patience. Keep root pruning them every year and make sure that you put that superphosphate, a couple of handfuls around each plant. Thank you, Bob. Don't give up. It will happen. Ottman, who's next?
All right, we can go over to Scarborough and talk to Anne about, she had a question about some bugs. She thinks they're aphids.
Anne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello there, Paul. Thank you very much. I'm
Thank
in
you.
Scarborough, not too far away from you, and I brought in some plants from the garden, and I've noticed these little white things on them. They don't fly, so they're not white flies, and they're not green, but I'm wondering what they are. I don't want them to spread to my indoor house plants. And
oh, exactly.
I don't know, maybe if I watered them with something, just, they don't move. They're just little white things. What
okay,
do you think
now,
they are?
If you were to take your fingernail and scratch, do they come off? I mean, would it?
I just
does
take
it
my
look
fingers.
Like...
I take my fingers,
and you...
but they don't seem to be. It's almost that they're not living, but they're still there.
Okay, but if you were to take your fingers and give them a little flip with your finger, would they fly off of it?
No,
or
they don't
or do they
fly.
Seem to? Okay, what I want you to do is the best and the safest product to use indoors at this time of the year are oil sprays. Now, if you go down to your local nursery, you can buy something called horticultural oil. And horticultural oil is a paraffin-based oil spray that you can use on everything. You can use it on shrubs and trees, you can use it on vegetables, and you can use it on herbs and eat them the same day. All you need to do is to run it under warm water, and the oil will go from a solid to a liquid and wash right off. But go to your local nursery and see if they have horticultural oil. Now, there is something called Farm Solutions, and it's spelled P-H-A-R-M, farm, like pharmaceutical, Farm Solution. And this is a pre-mixed product. It's all organic, all natural, and it's a combination of different oils that you spray directly on the plant, and it will kill aphids and whitefly and mealybug and scale. So those are the major insects And you don't have to worry about, you know, if you use a chemical spray, and right now all your windows are closed. So when you put a chemical on a houseplant or on herbs, the gases from these chemicals are going to be in the air in your house. And that's not something that you really want to have around the house. So either Farm Solution, P-H-A-R-M, or horticultural oil. Those are the two products that work really, really well, and you can use it any place at any time of the year. Thank you, Ann. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, Tom is calling from Massachusetts, and he has a couple questions about irises.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Love your show. Irises. I had some irises 2 years ago, and we got, I don't know what the exact name of it, but I got that worm that bores into the root and kills the irises.
Yes.
And I dug a bunch of them up, and I dried them out. I put them back in. I put down some grub killer this past spring, and it didn't work at all. I'm wondering if there's something I can put on the soil to get rid of those. And the other thing I'm wondering is I have some new ones that I bought that I was going to put in the ground, but nothing ever goes like you want it. I still haven't put them in, and I'm wondering if I can still put them in the ground. I'm going to hang up, listen to your answer on the phone. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay. If this, if the area that you're going to put them in is still infected with this grub, then what I want you to do is just to get some old plastic pots, fill them with soil, and plant your iris in those containers. They need to get planted. They need to get into the ground to produce a root system. So what I would do is this. I would put one per pot, or if they're big pots, you can put a couple of them together, or three together, depending how big they are, and plant them like you would in the ground. Leave them outside until the ground freezes. And once the ground freezes, take these potted iris and put them in your tool shed, in your garage, on the floor, in the back of the garage, where it's not going to be in the way, and leave them there for the winter. Okay? If you have a bulkhead and you don't have a garage, once everything really gets cold, you can put them on the stairs leading down to the basement. You don't want to put them in the basement because it's too hot down there for them. They need to freeze. They need to go dormant. Okay? Then in the spring, what I would do is I would dig all of the iris out of your bed and clean it. Squeeze the bulbs. Anything that feels soft, get rid of. The what you have is called an iris borer. And it enters into dying or weak or diseased iris tubers. And it feeds on old tissue from the year before or 2 years before. And once it eats all of that diseased tissue, then it enters healthy tissue, killing the plant. So dig them up. Clean them up. Anything that you feel that's soft or discolored, dump. And then replant the bed. And once you've got it all planted, get a product called Eight, E-I-G-H-T, or even better, is something called Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub is marit in a liquid form, and you would get all of your irises planted. You would drench the ground around each of the individual iris. So for one iris, I would say maybe a pint of the liquid. And you would use 1 ounce to a gallon of water of the tree and shrub. So 1 ounce to a gallon, water it around the plant so that it saturates the roots. The roots will absorb it. It will take it in the bulb, and it will kill the borer that's there, okay? If you don't have the time to do that, then pot up your irises. You don't want to put them in to the same bed where you have contaminated plants. Do that, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you, Tom. Ottman, who's next?
All right, well, let's head over to Dartmouth and talk to Mike. He wants to ask you about Brussels sprouts and garlic today.
Hey, Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Mike, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
How can we help you today?
I grew Brussels sprouts this year, but the Brussels sprouts itself, they were so loose, they actually went to plants. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did wrong.
So the actual Brussels sprouts is opening up?
Yeah, they formed very loose.
Okay. And so this is from the bottom all the way to the top?
Yeah. They didn't form nice, tight balls. They're very loose, and they actually bolted into plants on the, you know, on some of them.
Okay. How tall are they?
Yeah, I'd say about almost 3.5 feet, 4 feet.
Okay. Well, mine and my garden are 4 feet. How often have you fertilized them, Mike?
Maybe twice during the year.
Twice during the year. And you planted them in April or early May, or was it later?
It was in April, I'd say.
Okay. Okay. Because Brussels sprouts need to be planted when the weather is cold. You don't do it like tomatoes and wait until the ground warms up. So, you plant them 3 feet apart early in the year. I feed mine twice, once at the time of planting, and then again in June. And if you want to try and use a slow-release organic rather than something like Miracle-Gro, use a granular fertilizer. I use Plant Growth Activator. It's a fertilizer made by Organic Natural and helps to build a big root system. You should be getting heads that are still forming, because I don't pick mine. I mean, we just started, but the bulk of it doesn't get picked till around Thanksgiving, so it likes cold. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Coastal Living, and that's located on Route 1 in Hampton Falls, New Hampshire. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So if you have any gardening questions, stop by and say hello. 12 o'clock, they're having some hot dogs on the grill, a little bit of pulled pork. So we'd love to see you come on by. We have breakfast all lined up for you. There's donuts, apple cider, and coffee. And again, bring your questions with you, or if you have a certain plant you don't know what it is, or a weed, can't identify it, bring it down, and we'll work together to solve your problem. And they sell everything that you need for the yard and garden. Benjamin Moore paints, all of the hardware, all the fertilizers. And if you're going to rake the leaves, leaf rakes, trash bags, and everything that you need, even some new gloves so that you don't get full of blisters. Ottman, who's up next?
Okay, we've got Janet over in East Providence. Question about fungicide.
Janet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I think it was last week you mentioned an old-time fungicide for mold. It's a powder that you mix with water, and I missed the name of it.
Yeah, this is... what you want to do, Janet, is this. If you have a musty-smelling basement, you're going to use something called Captan, C-A-P-T-A-N. And it's something that you've got to be able to do with the windows in the basement open and the bulkhead door. So you're going to need to do it, you know, pretty quick here because it's cooling off. And what you do is you get a pump can that you can pump to build pressure, 5 teaspoons of Captan to a gallon of water. Get yourself a paper mask to put on your nose and mouth when you spray it, and you're going to just wet the surface. You're not going to let it run down the walls, but a nice mist on the walls and the floor in your basement. I put a fan on when I'm done to circulate the air to help it dry quicker. Leave the windows and the bulkhead open. And it takes about an hour, maybe a little bit longer with the temperatures being cooler. And it will help to get rid of that musty smell in your basement. And it really does work wonders. But Captan, C-A-P-T-A-N, Garden Centers, Ace Hardware, Agways, Feed and Grain Stores, they will have the product for you. Thank you, Janet. Ottman, who's next?
All right, let's go to Arlene in Gardner, and she had a question about grapes.
Arlene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning to you. I have a question. About 3-4 years ago, I planted one grapevine. It's a kind of a variety on Concord. I think it's called Van Buren, something like that. And
okay.
I trimmed it early this year in March. I trimmed it and I trained it to go up two lines between two posts and like the California style. And they did pretty well. The grapes were actually quite large rather than just letting them run on the ground. The thing is, they're kind of really sour, and I'm wondering if that's the variety of the grape, or should I be adding lime to this, or what?
Well, I mean, I would add some lime. The lime will help to make the soil less acidic, and it will help the grapes in time to have the best flavor. Part of the problem that we had this year, Eileen, is the growing season. We had the second coldest summer ever recorded, the wettest summer, the wettest and the second coldest ever recorded, which delayed the growing season and slowed it down. So what's happened is the grapes have not had enough sun to give you the flavor. And that's the problem. I planted some grapes like you this year, and I'm going to be training them on wires like you in the years to come. And the grapes that I did have had the worst flavor I've ever had. And these are supposed to be very, very sweet grapes that you can make some wine with, as well as table grapes. But you think back of the weather. We were cold, we were wet, and they just did not have enough sunshine to give you the flavor that they should. And I'll tell you, most of the vegetables in my garden, squashes didn't have the taste that they should, tomatoes didn't have the taste that they should, and even cucumbers didn't have a lot of flavor. It was too wet. They tasted watery. No real good cucumber taste. Strictly weather.